I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Detoxifying oneself may seem like an arduous task. We're afraid about wholesale change, even the cost of having to change one's diet, not to mention missing some of the favorite things we might have to eat. Joy McCarthy joins me now to talk about her recent book, Joyous Detox, Your Complete Plan and Cookbook to Be Vibrant Every Day. It has 100 detox-friendly recipes that are gluten-free, dairy-free, and refined sugar-free. Unless you think the food won't taste good, I'll get Ms. McCarthy to tell us just how tasty the recipes are, because they look pretty good. We'll talk about the benefits of detox and how much bad stuff there is around us. Joy McCarthy is a best-selling author, blogger, and holistic nutritionist. Her previous book was Joyous Health. You can follow Joy on Twitter, at Joyous Health is the handle, and the website for more is at joyoushealth.com. The book is published by Penguin. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program in Vancouver last week while in town for appearances, Joy McCarthy. Ms. McCarthy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm great.
So we're always wondering when's a good time to improve one's health, because, I mean, we all could stand to you know, better our lot, if you will.
And I'm thinking if
we're trying to plan it, maybe we're just trying to procrastinate. Is that your experience with people?
I completely agree with you. Because a lot of people, exactly, they put it off because they're like, oh, I'll wait till Monday, or I'll wait till the first of the month, or I'll wait till spring. But the truth is, we are exposed to chemicals and toxins every single day, and our own metabolic waste creates toxins and waste that our body needs to eliminate. So we're detoxifying every day. So why not incorporate some new health habits starting today or starting tomorrow? There's no reason to wait, for the next month to start or for a certain time. And I agree with you. I think it is just a way to procrastinate.
Yeah. So what do you tell people so that they get off their duff and they actually change their lives?
Well, I think it's all about starting small and starting with simple habits that are actually achievable, rather than saying, you're going to exercise every day, starting Monday, you're going to eat right for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I like to educate people on the importance of why. First of all, why do we need to detox? And then here are some simple habits to start with. Maybe it's just as simple as if someone is eating, junk foods every day, I think just getting them to do lemon and water first thing in the morning, or apple cider vinegar and water, and getting their breakfast right, and do that for the first week, and then start in with a new health habit. If I'm working with someone who is already eating pretty healthy but needs some tweaking, then that's when I often recommend the 10-day detox in my book, because I think 10 days is a really reasonable amount of time. It's an amount of time that people can really wrap their head around. It's a short enough time that they can fit it into their schedule, but it's a long enough time that you're going to notice a difference and you're going to want to continue on this path.
So I'm reading your book, Joyous Detox, and I'm looking at the recipes, and I think, these things, most of the things in here, I've eaten or I eat on a regular basis.
Great.
I'm also, someone that likes sugar and that likes all the bad stuff that you write about in the book that we should avoid. So someone might read this and say, well, it's really hard to invest the time and sometimes the money in terms of some of the products, some of the ingredients. So how do you convince them what's bad about the stuff that we're eating? And I mean, that's everybody. I mean, we all have gluten in our diets, we consume dairy, sugar, of course, we all love.
Yep.
How do we get away from that?
Well, again, I think it's a matter of just taking a break from it and simply evaluating how you feel. Like, if you take a break from refined sugar, for example, I have never had anyone tell me they didn't feel amazing when taking a 10-day break from refined sugars. So taking a break from these things and then realizing how good your body is designed to feel is a very motivating factor. And I speak from experience. I used to be a complete sugar addict. I used to eat M&Ms and candy bars all the time because in my previous career, I was in marketing and advertising, and my client was a candy food company. So I had unlimited supplies of peanut M&Ms under my desk. So I was addicted for the first, you know, 3 decades of my life, totally addicted to sugar. And so when I slowly started making changes to my diet and I cut out refined sugars, I've never looked back. And in fact, if I go to a birthday party or a family gathering, and, you know, there's birthday cake there, sure, I might have a small slice, but I know how it makes me feel because it's really not in my diet. And when I have it, it doesn't make me feel great. And I think that's what a lot of people find. Yeah. Say when they cut out their daily, you know, cappuccino, they're, you know, used to having that heavy dairy every day and they've never taken a break from dairy before. And maybe they've always been suffering from acne or eczema or headaches. And they take a break from it and they're like, wow, I feel really good. Again, I think that's a motivating factor. And one thing, when I was creating the recipes for Joyous Detox, mm-hmm. and also I have a blog and I create recipes all the time. I have literally hundreds of recipes on my blog. And one thing that is very important to me is that the ingredients in my recipes are ones that you can find at any grocery store. Maybe some of them you might have to go to the health food section, like if you're buying chia or quinoa. But it is actually very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to wrap our head around the idea that cheap food is too cheap and healthy food isn't expensive. It's just that nowadays, in 2017, we don't value food the same way that we did 50, 60 years ago. You know, people spend money on shoes and cars and trips and homes. And 50, 60 years ago, people spent, you know, a much larger portion of their income in really good food.
Yeah.
So I would love to see people buying more healthy foods, more organic foods. That's going to drive the price down and realize that cheap food is just too cheap.
Yeah, that's something that none of us really think about. I mean, it's marketed to us as well that some junk food, for example, is really good. And we buy that. And that's why we're eating junk food all the time.
Exactly. And yeah. Sugar, the reason that sugar is so addictive, because one of the things it does to our body is it stimulates the release of dopamine.
Mm.
And dopamine is a neurotransmitter that makes us feel really good. So that's why sugar makes us feel so good. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a sweet tooth. I'm sure you've seen, you know, when looking through my book, that there are recipes that use natural sweeteners
yeah.
like honey or maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think we should have every taste at every meal and snack, whether it's bitter, salty, sweet. I think we should have those flavors so we don't crave them and miss them, but have them in healthier versions. That's why if you have, you know, I notice when people are on a clean eating plan, they just cut out anything that is sweet, and then they really find that they're craving food. So for dinner, you know, just adding some sweet potato with a bit of coconut oil,
mm-hmm.
that's really going to hit your, you know, hit that sweet taste bud and make you really, you know, enjoy that meal and not have cravings. Or, for example, if you're having a big salad, you know, adding some organic dried cranberries or some sliced pear to a salad, you might not think about adding that kind of flavor, but it really does help satisfy you.
Yeah. Well, what about artificial sweeteners? Because, I mean, people think that that's a good thing because you're not actually using sugar, but we read in your book that those are just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah, so I'm really not a fan of artificial sweeteners, and there, you know, is no end to the amount of research that if you, you know, just go Google it, and you can find a lot of information sharing why artificial sweeteners can actually be harmful to our health. But one of the biggest reasons I don't recommend them is that when the tongue detects a sweet taste on the mouth, it sends a message to the brain that it should expect calories. Sorry, that it should expect nutrients, because carbohydrates that are sweet contain vitamins and minerals. So it kind of it confuses the brain, it tricks the body into thinking it's getting nutrition, and therefore it actually makes us crave more. And research shows that people that consume diet drinks, like with artificial sweeteners, actually end up gaining more weight in the long term. And it's just not a natural sweetness. Like, as I'm sure you know, and your listeners know, when you have an artificial sweetener, whether, you know, adding sweet and low to your Starbucks coffee or you're drinking Diet Pop, that kind of sweetness, intense sweetness, does not exist in nature. So that's why when you cut it out and then you do have it again 10 days later or 2 weeks later, it's actually too intensely sweet. And that happened to me when I cut out sugar. And, you know, I've had literally thousands of people do my detoxes. And that's such a common thing that I hear from people, that they find that sweet foods that they enjoyed before are actually too sweet.
Yeah. Is caffeine bad for you?
going to take part in the 10-day detox, mm-hmm. then I do recommend taking a break from it. I don't think coffee is the root of all evil by any means. I think there's actually many health benefits to coffee. If you don't suffer from adrenal fatigue, sleep problems, you don't have any anxiety, I think that it can be beneficial. There are many antioxidants. There is some new research that now shows it in some ways can actually help our liver. However, if it's something you feel like you have to have every day, I recommend taking a break from it, especially on the 10-day detox, because caffeine is actually, it's considered a drug, and your liver has to detoxify it. So if you want to do a detox, then take a break from the foods that are toxifying your liver. Take a break from them. Give your liver a rest. And that's why I recommend taking a break from coffee. And for a lot of people, it really negatively affects digestion. Mm. You know, it prevents you from absorbing nutrients from food because it really speeds up your digestion, so you don't have that ample time for absorption. So yeah. I'm not a huge – yeah. So I think coffee has a place. I'm not saying that you should never drink coffee. All I'm saying in my book, Joy's Detox, is just take a break from it and then evaluate how you feel.
Yeah. So I just came off of having a cold, and I know well enough that if you have a cold, that you shouldn't be consuming dairy. And so I read your book, and I realize, well, maybe dairy is something that one should cut out of their life altogether. Why?
Yeah, so dairy is one of the most common allergies and food sensitivities in North America. It also, for many people, really increases inflammation in the body. And let's face it, the processed, pasteurized dairy that we're used to is not health-promoting. Maybe if we were, like, living in the 1800s and we were having raw milk, even still, that would obviously be a much better choice. But dairy is definitely something that many people are sensitive to and, you know, can cause skin problems like acne and eczema, can cause digestive problems like bloating. Dairy is very constipating for many people, so I think it's a really good idea to take a break from it and see how you feel. And even for the people who are listening who are like, you know what, Joy, I just like my one coffee a day with that bit of cream.
Right.
Does it really make a difference?
Yeah.
And yes, it does. It really does when you cut it out. It really makes a difference. Even if it's just that small amount of dairy, you may be very surprised. I know for myself personally, when I used to eat dairy, I used to have a cappuccino every day, I couldn't believe. So this was like way before I became a nutritionist. But when I cut it out, everyone was telling me that I looked like I lost weight, and I never weigh myself, so I didn't really even know. But looking in the mirror at myself, I couldn't believe how much less puffy my face was, and that's because it can really up the inflammatory chemicals in your body. And essentially, I was just retaining more water and looked puffy in the face. So that face puffiness is a very common symptom you see with people who consume a lot of dairy.
So you have a list in the book, Joyous Detox, of all these superfoods that are good to consume or incorporate in one's diet. Apples, avocados, ginger, lemon, onions, almonds. Can one have too much, though, of one thing, say?
Yes. I think, you know, the perfect example of that would be when you read my book and you see that beets are a superfood, then you're like, okay, I need to eat beets every single day.
Yeah.
I don't want people to do that. I want them to have variety. That's why I have so many different recipes, that there's no reason, you know, that you would be eating the same foods every day. Because, and this is a challenge for health, like people who are, you know, self-professed health nuts. This is a challenge for them, because one thing I do notice when I look at, as a nutritionist, when I look at people's food journals, a common mistake that health nuts make is they eat the same foods all the time. Mm. And that's how, and often you can develop sensitivities to foods that are very healthy for you. So variety is really, really key. So, you know, if I bought, you know, like 3 or 4 beets at the grocery store on the weekend, I'll be sure to use them up for the week. And then the next time I go grocery shopping, I just buy something else. So I make sure I have lots of different foods in rotation.
Yeah, that's the thing about us people, us humans, is that we don't realize just how, well, how addictive we are. I mean, if I look at something in your book that I really like and then have that every day or, you know, regularly, that doesn't mean that it's a good thing either, right?
Yes, and I agree. Yeah, 100%.
It's not just our stomachs at work. It's our brains, isn't it? What we're addicted to and the sort.
Yeah, and when people... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Pardon me.
I was going to say, when people kind of hit a plateau, it's just like with exercise. When people, you know, they hire a personal trainer for like 4 or 5 sessions, and then after that, they've been doing the same program for the last like 5 years, and they hit a plateau. Well, food is the same way. If you are eating healthy foods, like lots of plant-based foods, but you've been eating the same sort of 5 vegetables for the last, you know, several months, your body is definitely going to plateau, and you're always getting the same sort of phytonutrients, vitamins, minerals. It's good to change it up. That's why eating seasonally can be very helpful. I personally, I live in Toronto, and I actually get an organic foods delivery every Thursday. And so I don't even know what I'm going to get. I get the emails and they tell me what's coming, but I don't even check anymore. It's like a nice surprise. Mm-hmm. And it's great because it helps me eat a variety of different fruits and vegetables rather than just buying the things that I really love. It kind of helps me step outside my comfort zone as well. Even for someone who loves to cook, you know, it's a good reminder when I get like Jerusalem artichokes, because I probably won't buy those at the grocery store. But when I get them into my organic delivery, then I do something with them.
Yeah. The other thing that the book does, it's not just food and diet, it's the other things that encompass one's life and how attached we are to our gadgets and you know, social yes. media and the sort. There is a benefit to detox from all that, right?
Yes. So I talk about, I have a whole chapter, as you probably saw, on sort of lifestyle habits to help us better detoxify and just help us lead a healthier, happier, more joyous life. So one of them is doing a digital detox. Have you ever done that before?
It's. I must say, after reading the book, I probably wouldn't be able to get through it. But I'm sure a lot of people tell you that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I talk about, like, make it work for you. A digital detox doesn't mean, you know, not checking your social media for 2 weeks. Do what feels right for you. That might just be at 8 p.m. every night, you turn off your phone and you don't check into email. Or maybe it's every Saturday, Sunday by 12 p.m. You don't check your email until 12 noon each day. Like, make the detox work for you. So I'm all about, I love a digital detox, but make it fit with your life. Maybe when you go on, you know, a weekend trip, you aren't going to be checking your Instagram or your Facebook every day. Like, you make a commitment to not be checking your phone. And even just doing that, not checking past 8 p.m., it has so many improvements for your health.
Yeah. Too many of us are checking the email first thing in the morning or
exactly.
even in bed at night, right?
Yep. So I recommend to people, don't even have your phone in your bedroom. That should be like a totally Wi-Fi free zone, or at least put it in airplane mode if you use your phone as your alarm clock.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have that, you don't have your phone talking to the cell phone tower while you're sleeping, because that can, that's not beneficial for your own brainwaves.
You also talk in the book about a social detox, and because, I mean, all of us have people in our lives that are less than desirable at times and people that are just toxic, literally.
Yeah.
How do you find that in terms of just making yourself feel good at the end of the day, say?
Yeah, so I think it's really important to recognize that we become who we spend the most time with. So it's really important to take stock every so often of who's in your social circle. So what I like to do and what I recommend that your listeners do is take out a sheet of paper, you know, put 3 columns on that sheet of paper, neutral, promote, and dump, and you write everyone in your social circle in one of those 3 categories. And then what you do with the people who you want to promote is, you know, you hang out with them more. Mm. You make time to go for a tea with them or have them over for dinner. And the people you want to dump, you don't, you know, necessarily literally say, like, hey, I'm not hanging out with you anymore, but because that's not very nice. But the universe is pretty awesome. When you spend time with, you know, more people who inspire you and challenge you and you admire, then there's just less time for the toxic people. Now, I'm not saying, like, dump your best friend who's just going through a breakup because they're miserable. Obviously, you know, evaluate each relationship and think about, you know, the overall benefit for your health and their health. And I've done this, and it makes such a huge difference, because the relationships that we have in our life have a profound impact on our health. Our emotional wellness is so interconnected to our overall well-being. And so it cannot be overlooked. And that's why I talk a lot about lifestyle habits in my book, Joyous Detox, because you're right. It's not just about what you eat.
Yeah.
It's also about all of these other factors.
Yeah. Now, the thing that we're all deprived of is among other things, is sleep. And there is a portion in the book about good sleep strategies. You alluded to taking the phone out of the bedroom, which I think is would contribute to better sleep. What are some of the other things that you find useful in terms of getting enough sleep?
Yeah, so definitely make sure you're not going to bed with a full stomach, because if the brain detects that there is a lot of food in the belly, you're not going to secrete melatonin. And melatonin is our sleep hormone. So that is really, really important. I recommend that people have at least a 10 to 12 hour fast of not eating. So for some people, that could mean that you need to eat dinner maybe an hour to 2 hours earlier. And so that in itself can be quite an adjustment. The other thing is to sleep in complete darkness. This is really key, which is kind of funny, because where I'm staying in Vancouver, the blinds here are terrible, and I'm so annoyed with myself. I didn't bring my little eye mask.
Yeah.
So my sleep here hasn't been the greatest because I'm in a condo and it's just so bright even at night from all the city lights. But sleeping in darkness is really key. And then there, of course, there's lots of great teas. You know, if you use a really good quality loose leaf organic chamomile or valerian root tea, that can really help to calm your nervous system. Taking a detox bath before bed, so you know, using Epsom salts and some lavender is a really great way to calm the body and prepare you for sleep.
Yeah. Water, I mean, how much do we really need per day?
Yeah, so I'm not one of those nutritionists who says, like, everybody should be drinking 12 cups of, water per day. Or, you know, as I'm sure you know, there's certain formulas based on your weight and height. But I don't really like those because I think it really depends on your diet. Like, for me, I eat a lot of plant-based foods. I eat lots of vegetables and fruits, so therefore I'm not, you know, trying to choke back 10 to 12 glasses of water per day. But what I recommend for your listeners is to make sure that you eat hydrating foods. Eat soups and drink herbal teas that are caffeine-free. Make flavored water, so just have spa water. Add, you know, cucumber to your water, makes it far more tasty. Eat lots of plant-based foods that are naturally hydrating, and you don't have to be constantly drinking water. And a good indication is just the color of your urine. If you're not, of course, taking B vitamins or a multivitamin, because that can throw off the color.
Yeah.
But check. So you don't want it clear. That means you're drinking too much water, and that's not great for your kidneys. It should be a pale yellow. And a good indication is first thing in the morning. Even first thing in the morning, your urine shouldn't have a very strong smell. Of course, throughout the entire 24-hour period, in the morning is when your urine will be the most concentrated, but it shouldn't be a really strong smell, because that really means that you are dehydrated. And water is so essential for a detox. It's like the most fundamental habit is drinking enough water, eating enough hydrating foods, because if you don't do that, you're not going to effectively eliminate waste and toxins.
Yeah. And the other thing for people listening who don't like to drink water, you've got a marvelous number of recipes in here about how to flavor your water, which you've alluded to already.
Exactly. Makes such a difference, honestly. It really, really does. Even just adding, like, one of my favorites is adding, like cut up some strawberries and, you know, put fresh twigs of rosemary, or doing sliced oranges, just infusing that water with a bit of flavor. You know, you're not adding sugar, you're not adding any of those powdered crystals, you know, with artificial sweeteners. That's not necessary. You can really make your water very tasty and enjoyable to help you drink more water. And I personally, what I do every night before I go to bed, I fill up a huge glass jug of water. I put that on my night table, and that's the first thing I do in the morning before my feet even hit the floor, is I chug back a good amount of water to start my day.
Yeah, the benefits of that, I mean, we're starting to learn that, aren't we?
Yeah, a boost in energy,
yeah.
Great for digestion, skin health. If you want glowing, gorgeous skin, so many people, you know, think that that's found in a bottle. They buy like an $80 bottle of some anti-wrinkle cream. It's how much water you drink and the food you're eating is the best way to get beautiful, glowing skin.
Yeah. Joy, this book is a great way to look at one's life and take stock of the different aspects of it. It's a great achievement for you, and I'm sure it'll help a lot of people.
Thanks
for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
The book is called Joyous Detox, Your Complete Plan and Cookbook to Be Vibrant Every Day. It's published by Penguin. Its author, Joy McCarthy, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.